Paul and Erica from That Aged Well are here for the last guest tip of the month. That's September's guest tippers. Welcome to the show. Paul, you have a tip for us today that I think will help many people. And of course, it is within this food genre that we have cooked up throughout the month. So what is it today?
All right. So if you want to throw a dinner party, it is an enormous amount of work. It is an enormous amount of stress. I love doing it. The thought of cooking for 12 people might literally make you cringe with horror. Here's the tip. Everybody loves pizza. Mm. Everybody loves pizza. And if you have one person coming to your party that doesn't love pizza, they understand that their tastes are not common, and they understand that they will not be catered to at a large event. So they will work with you. So if you want to have a bunch of people over and you don't want to cook, pizza, it's delicious.
And are you talking about ordering a pie, ordering a few pies, or making your own?
Oh, no, no. Order them. Making a bunch of pizza for 12 people is a nightmare. I've done it. It's not fun. It's not even fun for me, and I like doing
this
stuff.
No, that's a lot of oven time.
It's a lot of oven time. I did it for my husband's birthday once, and I literally had to tell people, I'm not going to see you for two hours. You have to accept that.
Yeah, and also, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I love that. And Erica, if you were throwing a pizza party, dinner party with friends, what would you bring as a side dish? Like, what goes really well with pizza?
Oh, salad. I know that's a boring answer, but they really do. Like the crispy, like acidy salad, especially one with
salad.
Like a good vinegar is better. Yeah, it goes beautifully with a pizza. Also, I actually have a tip for this too.
Oh my God, let's go.
This is me. You're talking about me. I hate cooking. I'm bad at it. And I love a party. I have in the past hired a friend who likes to cook for my dinner party. And I let everyone know. I don't pretend it's mine. But I've had friends who love cooking and like could use an extra, you know, $50-$100. You're like, well, how about this? You make the dinner for my party. You get to come to the party and then everyone wins.
And we'll even let you eat it with us.
Yeah.
If you're nice.
The friend that I hired chose not to. She was like, I'm tired. I've done a lot of work. You enjoy. I'm going to go home.
Wow.
This is a rewriting of history, Erica. I was at that party. You told her to go to her room. You said you're not welcome here.
I hid her in the back. I made her wear something over her face so no one could see her.
And Tippendales, it's now time for you to go to your room and listen to some more podcasts and or go on with your day. Paul and Erica, thank you so much for joining us for the month of September as our guest tippers. Loved having you. Loved learning about That Aged Well, your podcast. And of course, Tippendales, if you want to learn more about Paul and Erica, we have a longer episode where we talk to them about their lives and so much more. Paul and Erica, what's your sign off?
We usually sign off by saying, see you later.
I do a very irritating bye.
Oh, that's right. You do.
That's perfect.
It's not irritating.
Not irritating.
No, lovely.
That was her words, not yours. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.